something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
I could not do it, America. I could not do it. I'm Alan Masters. I could not do it.
You David Masters watch on the line. The fourth night of the madness.
I couldn't do it.
Of Mike Alice Jones in Wonderland.
I couldn't do it. I want to tell you, I decided that I wanted to go one step up from watching Bernie Weekends at Bernie, Joe Sanders, Biden. I went and cleaned out the chicken coop. Because dealing with chicken crap is better. It's a step up.
Hey, wait a minute.
Than listening to Joe Biden.
What are you going to do with that chicken poop?
I'm going to grow things with it. Oh, see, damn. At least I can grow something with the chicken poop. Nothing grows in Joe Biden's, you know, anyway. I couldn't do it, David. I couldn't.
I don't blame you. It's a sad state of affairs. Now, I got to say that, you know, remember, John Cusack is a vociferous, frothing, hateful liberal, okay? And John Cusack said exactly what you and I were saying the other day about this being a completely phony, staged, lousy convention.
It's horrible.
So we're not the only ones. The crazy liberals who really believe in their liberal chicken poo, they wanted a better convention. This was a piece of garbage. It was garbage.
Let me just tell you, and the reason why is because Hollywood is used to Hollywood quality production.
That's true that.
Right.
For some reason, with all the money in the coffers of the, you know, what did they raise? $26 million in 24 hours the other day? They couldn't do a better production than what my children could have done when they were 12 years old.
Really, who was in charge of this?
And so Hollywood must be appalled at what they saw because of the production value. Because even if it was good, if it has bad production, you just can't stop looking at the production values. And it was like, what the hell happened? Where's the money? What are they doing with all that $26 million? They raise $1 million an hour. Come on. Anyway. That's my rant.
$1 million an hour. Wow.
More than that, actually. Anyway, I couldn't watch. So what happened? Is there any highlights you want to tell me about? Because I just couldn't watch. I enjoyed
Well,
myself.
I guess there's
Every
there's
scoop
one.
Of poo is, oh, thank God I'm doing this instead of watching Joe Biden.
It's pretty much the same thing.
And the chickens were like, what the heck's going on with that guy? You know, it's like they were laughing at me because I was rejoicing in scooping the poo.
Now, one of your favorite people, Alan, which is Fox News'
Tucker Carlson.
No.
Chris
Wallace.
Chris Wallace.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, he was fawning all over.
But hold on. Let me just talk about Tucker for a minute. I don't even want to talk. I sent you both, Phil and David, and I might have sent it to Mike. Tucker Carlson was on Dancing with the Stars back in 2006. Have you seen this?
I
want to just change the subject, so I've got to. It was funny. It was so funny. He's such a cute man. Anyway, please don't talk about Chris Wallace. Please.
Chris Wallace is so in. He's so
I'm going to leave the show, you know. I have to leave if you're going to do this.
Well, wait a minute, because you have to know what he said. He said that Bill Clinton made a cogent argument for how Trump mishandled the pandemic. This is Chris Wallace. Get rid of him, Fox News. He's a useless. He's dead wood. Get him out of there. He also said that Joe Biden drilled a hole in the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
Hello. Well, he drilled a hole in the wall in the women's or the little kids' dressing room is what it is. Forget about the women's dressing room.
He
just wanted to try and smell their hair through the wall.
And he also said that Michelle Obama really flayed, sliced, and diced Donald Trump. Really? Mm-hmm. Chris Wallace? Yeah.
Chris Wallace?
Pathetic human
this?
Being. Yeah.
Okay, I have to tell you, I'm not going to be here today. If this is how the show is going to go and we're going to talk about all the people I can't stand, if you just took away Donald Trump, if you took those two words away from the Democratic convention, what substance was there? Because all it was lambasting Donald Trump, the whole bloody thing.
And here's the other thing.
Meaningless pap.
Yeah, and the other thing is that the leftist media was, like you said, they were drooling over Biden. They were drooling. He is such a great communicator.
You know why?
Obama,
because they're vampires and they can't wait to eat his dead body. That's why they were drooling.
Well, there's not much to a dead body.
Soylent Green.
Yeah.
So yeah. What did he say, David? Did he say anything good? Did he say anything that you kind of go, you know what? That was one thing that he said. That
no, but he did say something kind of stupid. You know, this is a Biden gaffe. He said, there's never been anything we've been able to accomplish. Listen to this, because it's a slight juxtaposition of words. Never been anything we've been able to accomplish when we've done it together. Now, that's basically saying we're a complete failure. But listen to him say it.
Okay.
I believe there's only one way forward. As a united America. A united America. United in our pursuit of a more perfect union. United in our dreams of a better future for us and for our children. United in our determination to make the coming years bright. Are you ready? I believe we are. This is a great nation. We're a good and decent people. For Lord's sake, this is the United States of America. And there's never been anything we've been able to accomplish when we've done it together.
There's never been anything we've been able to accomplish when we've done it together.
So don't work together, people, whatever you do.
My
There's a Freudian slip, as you could say.
Yes. No, it wasn't a Freudian slip. He just read it wrong because the whole thing was a script that he was reading.
Yeah.
And listen, it was pretty good for Joe Biden. We had expected much, much less of him. And so when he relatively flawlessly read the teleprompter, you know, we're all shocked by it. But if you get him in...
It was animatronics, Mike.
Yeah,
come on.
He's not going to
He was in the other room watching that animatronic thing.
He's not going to be able to perform on a debate stage with Donald Trump.
Unless they pump him up with Ritalin. That's what you were saying, Alan, earlier, about they put him on some kind of drug to give him focus.
Yeah.
Ritalin.
Yeah,
remember they were giving that to kids in school? Millions of kids on Ritalin?
He did look like he had this, thousand-yard stare into the teleprompter. It was weird.
Well, so you know what's interesting? You're saying that. I stood up and got right in front of my television set. I have a big old fat 65-inch television, right? And when I was watching Hillary Clinton, her eyeballs were almost like that guy on America's Got Talent that could pop out of his head.
Mars they attacks.
Were, yeah, exactly. Right. They were sticking out of her head, and I went, oh, my God. I jumped up out of my easy chair, I turned my mic, my cell phone over, and I'm like, turn on, quick, get the phone, get the camera. And I thought I was going to miss these eyeballs popping out, and it went on for like 4 minutes. And I must have showed you one yesterday. Of her, because the facial expressions on this
one. I saw that.
Mars attacks. It really was. And that's the same. I didn't see the Biden thing because I was scooping poop. It was an upgrade. You know how when you go to, it's like you're on the airplane and you can either get the bag of peanuts or you can pay to get some food. Well, this was like paying for the upgrade all the way into first class, going into the chicken pin with the five roosters that will be four as of this weekend, because we're gonna cut some heads off the way that they need to do in Washington D.C. with those swamp creatures, but I went in there and I was scooping poop, and it was an upgrade from listening to Biden. I was watching the social media after the evening of Biden when I finally got in, and literally I was wearing thongs. Most of the time you don't scoop poop in thongs.
Yeah.
But I just didn't care. I took the shovel and I went out there and I was laughing.
You like it when it squishes between your toes.
I had chicken poo in my toenails. After I was done cleaning everything, I watched the social media post.
But that's kind of cleansing after watching all this crap on television.
It's the same difference. At least I know what the chickens are eating because I'm feeding it, the grain. It's pretty clean poo. But the stuff that they're giving us, over the television set. But anyway, I was looking at the social media posts. And all my liberal friends, because I do have some liberal friends. I have some gay friends. I have black and white friends and green and purple friends. And, listen, everybody has a right to believe what they want. They were, like, really impressed with Biden. Yeah. So I knew it had to be extra bad. So, all right, we're going to take a little break here on Perilous World Radio. And I hope that I didn't offend anybody by comparing the chicken poo to Joe Biden's
speech. I do believe that chicken poo, you've offended chickens. I know that.
Well, you should have seen those roosters. I'm telling you what, man. I don't know what they were saying. And then the guy next door has some turkeys. And the turkeys, you know, it's like they were gobbling noises. I mean, this was, I upset all of the fowl.
Oh, I thought that would have been the Democrats cheering.
And then the geese were flying overhead trying to poop on. It was a bad, evening for, anyway. We'll take a little break. You're listening to A Perilous World. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
Cure Stress by Roy Masters, subtitled How Your Mind Will Make You Well. This book teaches you how to resolve your fear, anger, and guilt, and discover your true identity. Most of us are the sum total of our experiences. Another way of saying this is that we are bothered, burdened, and sometimes disabled by our past. Unless we learn to respond correctly in the present moment, the present merely becomes an extension of the past that we are already trying to leave behind. In the book Cure Stress, Roy Masters teaches the Cure Stress exercise, which enables the user to remain calm and patient in the face of extreme stress, confusion, and cruelty. Based on Judeo-Christian roots, the exercise will help you back to your center of dignity and understanding and show you how to remain sane, poised, and tranquil under the most severe trials and tribulations. The name of the book is Cure Stress by Roy Masters, available at FHU.com. That's FHU.com. Or call to order 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday, West Coast time. Also available at FHU.com, an article called Opposing Forces by me, David Masters. Stress and peace are quintessential opposing spiritual components of life, the yin to the yang. Living the gift of the present means learning to find your center, being objective, and having the strength to carry through no matter how painful or challenging that situation is. Being present means no outcome-based thinking, not letting anything that you want or any person or pressure determine what your principles will be or where your moral compass will point. The word stress in the human sense is almost always associated with loss and suffering. Available at FHU.com right now, along with many, many other articles. That's FHU.com, 24/7. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
Must be Friday because Mike Jones is here with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
Hey, Mike Jones, thanks for coming in today, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
You know what? We're having more and more people comment on what a good-looking man you are.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. They don't say anything about your actual content.
They actually think that you are a star of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in that series.
Mr. Heatmiser.
Yeah. The history of Mr. Heatmiser.
Yeah. I will say that you have a strange resemblance to Mr. Heatmiser. You didn't know that.
Now I have to Google this to figure out.
Oh, no.
What
I have a picture of him. I'll show you. But anyway, what do you think about this convention thing? I mean, we've had a number of days now, and here we are, end of the week. I mean, was there a highlight for you? Was there a highlight for you?
Highlight?
Was there something that you went?
I've got a highlight. You guys will both enjoy if you want to hear it.
Well, hold on. Well, I do. I want to hear it because I know David always gets good stuff.
No, I got to tell you, I was diligent about the first 2 days. I watched every bit of it. Last night, I just couldn't do it. You know, I didn't watch.
Well, you could just call
it
the thing. You didn't watch the thing.
I didn't watch the thing. No, I didn't.
Well, there's no way. It's not really a presidential convention. It's a telethon. It's not a convention. They're dialing for dollars. They want support. All they talk about is Trump this and Trump that. It's like,
No, it's horrible.
Really?
And the disingenuousness, this fakeness, it has never been so glaring before.
Yeah, right,
it's
right.
just so fake.
No, I agree. The problem here is that the average American, and I don't know how to say it any nicer than that, the average American will watch that and go, interesting. Because they are such good actors. I mean, the other night when Obama was.
I disagree. They're not good actors. They're a bunch of phonies.
No, but what I'm saying, the acting,
stupid and
the
ugly.
Part that they're acting, David, is that they're genuinely concerned for America.
Oh, I don't get that at all.
But they're saying the same stuff they've been saying for 40 years, and they haven't done any of it.
It's never worked.
Ever.
Never worked.
But yeah. when and don't you yell at me like that.
Well,
Mr.
and Republicans
Jones.
Are just
yell
a
at
minute
him.
Behind. You know, I mean, they're barely they're on my list as well.
Yeah.
You know, I've been waiting for them to, you know, enact the party platform for my entire adult life, and it's never happened. So.
But exactly. No. So, but what I was saying is that when I watched Michelle Obama, who, you know, I mean, if you just watched her, if you took all the words away and you just watched her, you'd say, well, this person is giving a heart to heart talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. And when I
very emotional.
Yeah. When I watched
crying most of the time.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought at any moment she was going to break out and cry. Good actress. Good actress. Then when I watched Obama, when I first started hearing Barack Obama, who he didn't even endorse Joe Biden, and then he calls him his brother. If he was his brother and he loved him the way a brother loves a brother and he supported him, he would have been the first one to endorse him. But see, he
back
was
in the beginning of the primaries.
In the beginning, but he knows the real Joe.
Yeah.
And so now he's in a situation, well, it's the devil I know or the devil I don't know. So he knows Joe Biden. He knows what to expect. He knows also that he can, you know, pull the strings and puppet master Joe all over the place. And he's afraid of
not
the
so much, Alan. Not so much. And I'll tell you why. Here's a report. You're not going to believe what I'm going to read you. Democrat says Barack Obama warned that Joe Biden could still F things up.
Yeah,
this is in Politico. Yeah. Former President Barack Obama warned that during the Democrat primary that his former Vice President Biden could F things up, an anonymous Democrat said, according to the report in Politico. Listen, there is no real pretense here. Obama is only in it for Obama. Michelle is only in it for Michelle. These people are power brokers. They don't care about other human beings. They don't like Joe.
That thing you just read there that somebody wrote that's hearsay that he said, she said, is just like anything else. It's like, that doesn't mean anything. If you don't have it recorded, if they didn't catch him saying it, you don't know he said. But I get it that it's probably true.
I think there was a lot of people privy to that one.
I get it.
It is. It says right here. This line was originally attributed to an anonymous Democrat source cited by Politico's Mark Caputo. Now, listen, these people.
But it's an anonymous source.
Why would they make it up?
Same thing you want.
Alan,
why make it up? Because that's what everybody's doing to each other right
what
now.
What benefit is there for a guy that works for Politico, which is a left-leaning rag? Why would he put his reputation on the line by printing that? So I'm just saying.
Well, listen, you don't have to even hear that because you know that. I know that. The people listening
is anybody surprised by the idea that Obama perhaps thinks of Joe Biden in that way?
No, I know.
No.
I know when they showed him giving him the Congressional Medal of Freedom or whatever it was, right? Because they did show that. Oh, you didn't see this because you didn't watch it the other night. But they showed him. Let me just tell you, you would think, Mike, if I was the president of the United States and you were my vice president, and I said, I want to give you the highest award in the land, I would look at you and smile, and you would look at me and break down. But what happened was Obama said it, and he goes, I want to give to Joe Biden the highest award in the land. And then his face just went blank, like, I got to do this. I'm sorry, people. Yes. And then Joe Biden turned around and did kind of a fake, like, oh, God.
He's got a Joker smile, by the way. He's got a real Joker smile. Have you noticed
that? I
know.
He really
does. I mean, if you put a little makeup on him.
But you know, it's like the whole thing is plastic.
Yeah.
It's Rock'em Sock'em robot, plastic robot
so
men.
Bad.
They're Manchurian or they're Wuhan candidates, as somebody else called it the other day.
Yeah.
It's just, Alan, I mean, Please, people, wake up to what,
here's,
what you're seeing.
People are waking up.
They are. But what you got to do, people, is you got to believe your gut. At some point, close your ears.
Alan.
And just start thinking for yourself for 1 second and believe your gut. Your gut says this is not right.
Here's another headline. DNC ratings for second night plummet 48% from 2016. That's half the audience. Yeah. Now, there was no real enthusiasm in 2016 either, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's 48% down on the second night. I guarantee you it's going to be half that tomorrow night or tonight. Yet last night.
When you played your Clockwork Orange piece there, David, I started taking notes. You're in nausea. I started taking notes because I thought, wow, this is interesting. I started, writing things down, and then I went, wait a minute.
That's why I had to set it up that way.
Yeah, I heard you. I heard you say, because I heard you and Phil before the show started having a little talk there. You're like, ah, dap, dap, dap. So I was like, oh, okay, it's a spoof. Anyway, be careful, people.
Yeah.
This is some psychological.
But if it's that believable, then there's something right about it.
No, there's something familiar about it, because that's how I feel. Fear and nausea.
Yes.
All right. It's a perilous world. Daily. I said to my wife this morning, we were like 5 o'clock in the morning, I was answering stuff that Mike Jones posted, and I said, God, it's such a perilous world. The show is aptly named. We'll be right back. It's Perilous World Radio.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
Democrats have a responsibility to explain how they will pay for every proposal they make along those lines.
Well, let me tell you something. I hear that question, but where was that question when the Republicans and Donald Trump passed a tax bill that benefits the top 1%? America does not want to witness a food fight. They want to know how we're going to put food on their table. Yes. I will release children from cages. I will get rid of the private detention centers.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters.
Oh, yes. Karma chameleon, but she's a Kamala chameleon. She changes her face according to the way the wind blows, and maybe even worse than that. Maybe the way the political winds are blowing, she'll just go any direction. And by the way, there's another article out today that says that she failed to prosecute sex offenders when she had the opportunity. So she let some of these people who are out there doing very terrible things, she let them go. She let them skirt. But that's not the point. The point is, the other night, we were talking about, Alan, you were talking about Tucker Carlson. You know, he's the hero right now, and he's a great hero of truth. We'll start with his expose of the Democrat Party they don't want you to see. The other day, during the daytime, this is when they play all this weird stuff, they had a prayer from a minister. He calls him Minister Go to Hell. Listen.
You had the nerve to build a wall while at the same time you have in the harbor there in New York a Statue of Liberty saying, give me your tired, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Jesus will say, America, if you don't get your act together, you may well go to hell. To hell! Vote for Biden! Doom sinners, or you're going to hell. Well, it is a pretty straightforward message. Was Jonathan Edwards ever clearer than that? Was Jerry Falwell? Despite what you may have heard, it is the Democratic Party that is the hotbed of religious extremism these days. Pastor Go to Hell Haynes, for example, is a fan of Minister Louis Farrakhan. These are men of faith, just not your faith. But religion is not the only institution the Democrats are reconfiguring at their convention. The Pledge of Allegiance could use an overhaul, too, they've decided, and they're giving it one.
Oh, yeah. Tucker.
That's what I'm saying. They took God out of the Pledge of Allegiance.
That's right.
They've added bits and pieces on the end, little caveat things on the end.
Well, in that clip that he played, they did have God in it, but at the end, it was like, maybe someday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A little, that's a little caveat, like maybe someday we can be, you know, free. But the point is that the craziness that they're trying to push onto us, which is, we all know it's crazy. It boggles the mind. David originally, on, you know, months ago, he called it, you know, the shock troopers, which is so true. It's shocking what they do. And what happens is, when the mind gets shocked, it gets joggled for a minute. And then if it continues on, if there's this shock treatment keeps happening, your body and your mind actually try to adapt to it. And they try to say, well, can I handle this? Can I handle this? Can I handle this? And so your body and your mind adapt, you know, I mean, because the reality is that you either say, I have to fight or flight. I either have to run for my life, which many of us are doing, or I, you know, stay here and fight, which some of them are going into the streets and doing as well. We played a guy from Shasta County on the show the other day, which I want to play again in the next hour. Again, so important. I think I shared it with you, Mike.
Yeah.
So important. That is being shared far and wide. And guess what? Mike shared something with me this morning. What was it that you shared with me? You tried to share it, and even on Instant Messenger, it wouldn't go through.
That was Plandemic 2.
And David, you have some clips from that.
Indoctrination.
I've got six clips from that, yes.
Yeah, I tried to. You can't share directly a link on Facebook, but I thought, hey, you know, you can send it in Messenger because that's just Messenger. No, right. No.
Private.
The algorithm.
It's part of Facebook.
Right. The algorithm picks it up and says, and it looked to me as though the link had been sent, but Alan didn't get it on the other end. And then I was suspicious of it. I clicked on the link and it says, this link cannot be shared from Facebook. You know, I thought, wow. So I had to email it to him.
But you did something that was genius, and I want you to know, and I'm going to go see if it's there right now, because you shared a photo of...
Oh, yeah, with the link to it.
Because in photo is the link to Plandemic. Let's just see if it's still there.
So it's
still there.
See, I didn't pick it up because it's not written. It's not data.
Right.
It's just a picture.
freedomplatform.tv/Plandemic. But I got to tell you, people, this is some scary, scary stuff. This whole thing with Microsoft guy, what's his name?
Yeah, Bill Gates.
This thing with Bill Gates, they asked him point blank, well, what about, you know, you're not going to be testing with this vaccine as much as you could. And people say that could be dangerous. What do you say? And he goes,
psychobabble.
Psychobabble this, that, and... because the CDC and
Alan, you're sounding like Nancy Pelosi,
that's what they all do. That's what they all do, because there is no real answer, except the truth is, yes, people will die, because it is all part of the population control to get rid of a lot of the weak people.
Well, bear in mind that the pharmaceutical companies have been exempted from responsibility for side effects. Yeah.
Do you have any? Is this one of the things you have?
That was just an article I found. No, I don't have.
Asking about the Plandemic clips. Yeah, he said he does have that. So
I have Plandemic, but I'm just saying I saw the article and it was very quietly passed. They were given immunity from any kind of responsibility for side effects from these vaccines. Just so you know,
that's right. So what David is saying is that if you decide, America, to take a vaccine because you're so afraid of catching this virus. By the way, there's been like, I think it was 7 or 9 coronaviruses.
Mm-hmm. 30. And I just saw yesterday, there's another one that is 10 times more deadly than the original.
Whatever it is. So of this strain over the last number of, you know, 25 or 30 years, whatever it is. And they still don't have a vaccine for any of them that's working. But if you plan.
Which makes you wonder. What is it that they're going to try to sneak into this? I mean, they don't really care whether or not it's a good vaccine or not. They just want to, number one, the pharmaceutical company wants to be paid, and they will be. And then the other thing is they may want to stick something into you that serves their purpose.
So if you plan on taking a vaccine, America, if you plan on taking a vaccine that the government figures out some way, I don't care if Trump is involved with it or not. I really don't. But if you take a vaccine and you turn into a mongoloid, or you go brain dead, or you know, whatever happens, or you die, or one side of your body goes limp, you know, whatever side effect is going to have, because that's what she asked him about side effects. Mm-hmm. And he,
She was confronting him also on another vaccine that apparently did have a lot of side effects. They were talking about a vaccine for something else.
Right. Which took years of testing. By the way, so if you take this vaccine, if you choose to take it, you have zero recourse.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Too bad for you.
You will have to sign a waiver. You'll have to sign a waiver.
You're going to sign a waiver. And listen, if I want to go skydiving and somebody says, hey, boy, if that parachute doesn't open, you're going to die.
You got to sign a waiver.
You know what? I'm going to sign a waiver because I want to take the chance. If you want to take the chance, you will have no recourse.
Right.
So,
and they're fast tracking this.
Yeah, I will take the chance.
They're fast tracking it. They're going to put it out there and say that you need to take this because the danger is so imminent.
Yeah.
You know, that despite the fact that this hasn't been fully vetted and everything, you need to take it because your life and everybody else's life is.
So I'll make a prediction. Let me make a prediction because, you know, many people, including the guy you're going to play from Shasta County, said that the side effects or the death rate was much lower than they expected. I will predict that toward the election, there will be a new wave of a much more virulent form of COVID. It could be COVID 23, 29, 35. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. Because I read an article yesterday about this, that there is something that is absolutely deadly. It's kind of like the Ebola of COVID infections. Yeah, you're going to see something because, listen, they didn't accomplish everything they wanted to do. The stock market is still high. America's still trying to struggle back, you know, to the greatness that it had only 4 or 5 months ago. It's not good enough for them. They have to decimate America before they can get what they want.
Listen, they thought that abortion and having abortion clinics around, like convenience stores where you could
mainly
just
in black
murder
neighborhoods,
your baby.
By the way. Yeah.
Right. You could just murder your baby. It's convenient. Just come on in. We'll take that little sucker out of there. We'll grind him up and spit him out, or we'll use his body for, you know, testing or whatever it is. They thought that would be a great way to do population control. And they did that. And people have been doing it to the tune of, I don't know, 10 million babies a year. That's not enough for them. The population is getting out of control here in America. Didn't you know that, Americans? It's getting out of control. Ask Bill Gates. So guess what? Oh, we got a new virus. Convenient that Obama was in the Wuhan factory. Some of America's money through Obama supported that Wuhan factory. And now we've got a Wuhan virus from that factory that is affecting America, I think, most of all. Isn't it affecting America most of all?
So
during
an
election year. Now, but let's just say that there is a sinister thing behind this, and it's sinister enough that we've had 170,000 people that were, you know, let's just say these people that were the weak, the people that had pre-existing problems.
I hate to repeat that number, Alan, because it's really not verified.
I mean, I know we don't know because I have a friend that got into a motorcycle. David, I have a friend that got into a motorcycle crash with no helmet on, and he died. And his cause of death showed up as the coronavirus because he didn't even know it, but he was positive for it. The family argued the point. They said, well, that's the way we put it down because guess what? It's about funding.
Because they get paid.
But I want to tell you, before we go to break here, I'm holding a meme on my phone in my hands, and Mike can see it. It's a picture of the ocean with a dolphin jumping out, and right next to it is a cow jumping out of the water, just like the dolphin. Everybody's seen Flipper jump out of the water. Imagine a cow jumping out of the water. It says, there's a better chance of seeing this at the beach than there is of me taking the COVID vaccine. And that's how people feel. They're kind of making fun of it.
I love that. That's
I am not. I am not. And there are a lot of people that are not even thinking about ever taking. I'll take my chance with what God gave me, this immune system that I will do my best to take good care of now by eating healthier. As you saw, Mike, I took some vitamins this morning. I told you what they were for, didn't I?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't want to talk about it.
We don't want to talk about it, but they work. Okay? Look at me. I'm a virile man. Anyway, we'll take a break. Just take care of yourself, people. Your immune system will do the rest. And you know what? Turn to God. Say a few prayers. Live right. Live honestly. And you know what? Maybe this will pass over you. Heard that before?
Yeah.
We'll take a little break. It's Perilous World.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
There is no escaping the challenges of life. Everyone has to learn how to deal with stress. The bottom line is this: if you don't control stress, stress will control you. Go to FHU.com. That's www.fhu.com. And find out how you can control stress.
Every night I'd take a drive out into the wilderness area around here and sometimes wept because I couldn't figure out what was still wrong. What he did for me is he bore witness to everything that was already running through my mind, and through doing that, helped me delve into my past and see where things went wrong. And as the resentment has fallen away, as he says, without trying, my bad habits are disappearing.
Visit www.fhu.com. Learn a simple technique that will change the way you deal with stress. For more information, call 1-800-877-3227 or visit fhu.com.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Call toll free 800-866-8883. Here's your host.
I have to read something to you. I'm Alan Masters, my brother David and Mike Jones here in the studio. My friend says, this should be the only response allowed on all social media posts. So if you don't agree with something, instead of, you know, blowing out a bunch of vomit on your social media, it says, this information does not align with my preferred world view, so I will ignore it. So inconvenient. Freedom! Anyway, I don't know. It's such a strange world we're in today. We have more freedoms than we've ever had to move about the whole world. Well, not right this moment, but, you know, leading up to this COVID pandemic. You know, I was in China last July, yes. Mm. And I thought to myself, I never thought
it's you.
I brought it back. Last July. Sorry, didn't get it. Never had a cold in my life. But the point is, I thought I would never go to China. I really did. I just thought I would never go to China. I wanted to go to New Zealand and Australia and exotic places, but never really wanted to go to China. But an opportunity came up and I went. But today, you can't even go to Hawaii. I was talking to some people the other day. They're like,
absurd.
What are you going to do? You go to Hawaii and you got to be in quarantine for 2 weeks. Yeah. Well, your vacation's only 1 week.
Those businesses over there are dying.
That's insane. Oh, yeah.
It's really insane. No, they are systematically destroying the strength hold. I guess, I don't know, maybe there's a better word. You can help me out. The stronghold of America is entrepreneurs because they're clear thinking, self-motivating individuals, okay? They are also influencers. They influence a lot of their friends because people that have jobs love their entrepreneur friends because they see them. They don't realize how hard they're working, but they see them having these freedoms that they enjoy because they work for themselves. I'm taking the day off today. I'm the boss, you know? But what happens is that if you take out the entrepreneurs, the backbone of America, then you have nothing left but...
Speaking of backbone, I got something gold to share with you.
Mm.
21 years of marriage today. It's my anniversary.
Oh, awesome.
Happy
congratulations.
Anniversary.
Thank you. Yeah. Talk about backbone now.
All right.
All right. You bragged about yours the other day, so I'm going to brag about mine. 21 years.
Yes.
Well, lucky 20.
Then it's a perfect pivot to plandemic.
Exactly. Now, this is shocking, okay? If you – you know, they have warnings like if you feel like you're going to vomit or you're going to pass out, stop driving or whatever. This is that kind of thing because now this begins – 5 months before the Wuhan virus. Go.
On behalf of our center and our partners, the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to our audience here in New York, as well as our larger virtual audience participating online today. The Event 201 scenario is fictional. Today's scenario is going to simulate meetings of a multi-stakeholder group called the Pandemic Emergency Board.
We're at the start of what's looking like it will be a severe pandemic, and there are problems emerging that can only be solved by global business and governments working together.
There's been some conspiracy theories that are around about the potential that pharmaceutical companies or the UN have released this for their own benefit.
And maybe this is a time for us to showcase some cases where we are able to bring forward some bad actors and leave it before the courts to decide whether they have actually spread some fake news.
A new coronavirus. Infected people got a respiratory illness with symptoms ranging from mild flu-like signs to severe pneumonia.
In related news, a significant demand for personal protective equipment like N95 masks and gloves are on the rise. Patients are overwhelming healthcare facilities. People are avoiding public spaces out of fear of infection and in compliance with public health recommendations. Our U.S. affiliate has just released polling results on public expectations for a vaccine, and 65% of those polled are eager to take the vaccine, even if it's experimental.
I am not optimistic about having a vaccine in time to be relevant during this pandemic.
With enough money and political will, anything is possible.
Penalties have been put in place for spreading harmful falsehoods, including arrests.
If the solution means controlling and reducing access to information, I think it's the right choice.
What exactly are the risks and benefits of staying home from work? Absolutely, we need to save lives, but we literally cannot afford a heavy-handed response that suffocates our economy.
The world saw large-scale protests and, in some places, riots. This led to violent crackdowns in some countries and even martial law. The public lost trust in their respective administration. Economists say the economic turmoil caused by such a pandemic will last for years. The societal impacts, the loss of faith in government, the distrust of news, and the breakdown of social cohesion could last even longer. We have to ask, did this need to be so bad?
Wow.
Okay, David.
Yes.
So that was the number 201 scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And this was before
that's all the important thing.
And they, word for word, it was all true. They knew it was coming.
5 months before we had the pandemic.
That was a rehearsal.
That was a preview of what is coming. By the way, the Bill and Linda Gates Foundation, brought to you by the Bill and Linda Gates Foundation. Yes, they knew it was coming. They're well invested into this. And guess what? The man who does not like to buy gold is buying gold. You know what I'm talking about, right?
No, I don't.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is a great place to hang over to the other side. Have you noticed the price of gold and silver?
Yes, I have.
Where's it at lately?
Right now, silver 27, 28-ish. Gold vacillating back and forth below and above 2,000.
Well, those are some world-class numbers. All right. We'll talk about this on the other side. It is a perilous world, and you better get ready because something wicked this way comes.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
I'm Alan Masters with my brother David Masters and our pal Mike Jones. The news is Warren Buffett, who has never been a big fan of gold, is buying gold. Not only gold, he bought a gold mining company. More than $500 million of an investment. He's serious about it. And this is a guy that, you know, has kind of poo-pooed gold. So that tells you something right there. It's kind of keep it. It's like, what do they call that? Reading the tea leaves. Warren Buffett is one of those guys. I think, sadly, Mike and David, that he thought that this was going to blow over, like many of us did, this whole coronavirus pandemic thing. He thought it was going to blow over. And, man, he doubled down on airline stock with Delta. And truthfully, I was thinking, I'm going to buy some Delta. Warren Buffett's buying Delta. Right. And he's like, well, that was a mistake. But anyway, it's only because, you know, I mean, Look at the world right now. But so he has to hedge something, and he's hedging. He's saying, all right, well, I think gold is going to keep going. Mike, you showed me a little graph there during the break that gold has been on a pretty uphill climb, pretty steady since April. It looked like.
Well, no, that was a different chart I was showing you.
What
no, the metal spike is really in the last month. And listen, this is a solid play for Warren Buffett. Gold goes up on people being unsure about what the future is. And we have that in spades right now on a number of levels, the COVID thing,
the election. Yeah.
Right. The election.
Definitely. And what could happen, because what we see happening, and it's playing out in the news and with all this stuff that we're watching and going, what the living heck, is that when this election happens, if it does, because maybe they'll put it off. I don't know. You know, I mean, it's like something weird is going to have to happen. But whatever's going to happen, there's going to be a fight. Yeah. There's going to be a fight. Look at the last fight.
Yeah.
And the fight before that, there's always a fight.
And that fight still isn't over, but if you want to call impeachment the end of it, that was only like 4 months ago.
Yeah, exactly. So something bad is coming. I would suggest that everybody needs to be thinking about being prepared. I was in Costco the other day, and what do they have? These buckets that are 25 days worth of food in mm-hmm. a bucket, basically. Right. All you do is add water. And I thought to myself, really, in Costco? Well, whoever's reading what's going on in the world and they see this unrest and they see this fear, they're like, well, let's capitalize on the fear. I was thinking about buying some of those buckets, and I thought, I'll just buy rice.
They've actually had that for a long time.
They blew my whole theory. Thanks a lot, Mike Jones.
beans and rice. You know, I mean, that's a staple. You can go out and get pounds and pounds of it, and it'll last.
Yeah, but
pretty much
people are into the packaging. They buy the packaging. Mm-hmm. It's like, here, this will save our lives.
That stuff is so hard on your gut, though, the reconstituted just add water stuff.
Ugh. David has been very quiet here. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm absolutely here.
What do you got to say about all this, brother?
Oh, I'm just reflecting on my anniversary and my beautiful
do
wife
that after
21
show.
Years.
your marriage is a legal adult at this point. Your marriage can vote.
That's right. That's right. It is.
Your marriage can drink now, too, by the way.
That's right. In the last segment, we played some of the part two, Plandemic. And if you want to check it out for yourself, it's an hour and 15 minutes at plandemic.com.
I want to continue playing some of that because it really brings up so many conversations. What we played in the first segment there was a preview of, it was actually called Scenario 201.
Yeah.
And it was presented by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The whole thing was supported by it.
And it was 5 or 6 months before
the right. onset of the coronavirus. It's just too.
But what I want to play is I don't want to play a scenario that is scenario 201. I want to play reality 2020. And here is a man named Carlos Picada, just like 60 or 70 miles from where we're sitting right here in Shasta County, talking to the county board of directors or whatever it is. And this guy's an American patriot. You have to understand, he's a combat veteran, and he's speaking his mind about what is happening to him, his family, and the rest of us. Here it is.
Zapata, I wasn't going to speak. I was asked to speak here, you know, Sheriff, good to see you. I'm telling you guys, you know, I'm pretty appalled at what's going on. You know, at first we sat as concerned citizens and we all wanted to figure out how to best navigate our way through this whole COVID thing, you know. And as we realized that it's not quite as dangerous as we thought it'd be, you know, I was absolutely appalled at the cowardice, you know. And as you're sitting there with your masks on, I don't blame you for wearing masks, because I'd be hiding my face too if I was you for what you're doing. This is absolutely horrendous what you're doing to these people. I'm a business owner, and I'm telling you, our families are starving. You know, you guys can sit here with your jobs. You can sit here and you're going to get paid. You can fall asleep in your chair like that gentleman's doing behind his mask right there. Okay? And I'm telling you right now that right now we're being peaceful. And you better be happy that we're good citizens, that we're peaceful citizens. But it's not going to be peaceful much longer. Okay? And this isn't a threat. I'm not a criminal. I've never been a criminal. But I'm telling you that good citizens are going to turn into real concerned and revolutionary citizens real soon. And nobody else is going to say that. I'm probably the only person that has a ball to say what I'm saying right now. That we're building, we're organizing, and we'll work with law enforcement or without law enforcement. But you won't stop us when time comes, because our families are starving. And if you don't hear the seriousness of my voice, I hope you open your ears. You absolutely listen to what I'm saying. Because this is a warning for what's coming. It's not going to be peaceful much longer. It's not going to be rah-rah. It's not going to be speeches. It's not going to be gathered outside saying a Pledge of Allegiance. It's not going to be waving flags. It's going to be real. When you've seen the things that I've seen, I went to war for this country. I've seen the ugliest, dirtiest part of humanity. I've been in combat, and I never want to go back again. But I'm telling you what, I will to save this country. If it has to be against our own citizens, it will happen. And there's a million people like me, and you won't stop us. Open the county. Let our citizens do what they need to do. Let owners of businesses do what they need to do to feed their families. Take the masks off. Quit masking and muzzling your children. The psychological damage you're doing to them is horrible. I've had 6 friends kill themselves since it's happened. Veterans who lost their jobs. How do you feel about being complicit in perpetuating that? The greatest hoax ever perpetuated on the American people. And you're a part of it by wearing your masks. In Shasta County, we're supposed to be red country up here. Not blue country, we're red country up here.
Wow. Well, I can't hear that enough. Every time I hear that, I think to myself, that is what it sounds like to have courage, character, backbone, and be an American patriot. We're going to stand up for what we believe. We're going to feed our families. You're not going to mask us. You're not going to hold us down. You're not going to starve us out. There's a million people like him, he says, but I think it's David and I have been saying hundreds.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Maybe 100 million anyway.
Easily.
A third of America is armed and ready, I can tell you right now, because as you know, ammunition right now, I think, is the new gold standard. Yeah. If you've got ammo, that's like having gold. Gold and silver, what are you going to do with that, right?
Right.
Ammunition, now you got money. So I don't know. I just think that this is a very scary thing, and we're trying to wake people up by showing them, you know, what other people are saying and playing some of these things from this movie, Plandemic. I don't know if there's enough to play another clip here, but
I think we should 5 more clips, Alan.
Enough time, Phil?
Oh, okay.
No, he says no, but we're going to play it in the next segment.
You know what? I share that guy's trepidation. I do not want it to get to that point.
I don't either.
Because then you've got, you know, a million free wheels.
Well, revolutionary there. Citizens, and right. Which is unfortunate because it will have its own repercussions.
Oh, yeah.
And because you're going to have the Wild West all over again.
That's right.
But well, sadly, we've seen it play out in cities like Portland and
no, we haven't seen it play out.
That's the left side of it. The right side will be much more organized. The right side of it will be much more systematic. The right side of it will be sort of the end of it. And
David,
that's the danger.
Right side, the right side is keeping their powder dry. They're keeping their mouth shut and their powder dry because they don't want to do... They don't have to brag about it. This guy's not bragging about it. He's saying, this is not a warning, but I'm just just letting you know, this is what's going to happen if you try to, you know, muzzle us.
Well, and he's saying what other people are thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tens of millions. Revolutionary citizens. And he says, I'd be hiding my face if I was you, too. It's shameful what is going on in this country. Shameful. Shameful. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
At FHU.com, you can read a collection of articles by Roy Masters, myself, David Masters, and others with a focus on faith, meditation, healing, fears, and stress, and helping you take charge of your own life. Currently on FHU.com, Mass Hypnosis and Mind Control by me, David Masters. It starts this way. In our modern world, manipulators make use of what is known as priming. The mainstream media, sophisticated communicators, and various forms of communication can influence your attitude as well as your overt behavior without you ever knowing it. Researchers and social scientists understand that once a person's attitude is accessible to suggestion, otherwise known as hypnosis, at that moment, your attitude can be used as a guide to some form of action. Anyone that wants to guide your actions and attitudes intentionally or unconsciously uses subtle influences to form and direct your behavior. To understand priming mechanisms, let's examine some of the research findings. That's available on FHU.com right now. Also by me, David Masters, Delicious Delusion. I recently had the opportunity to spend time with a family member on my wife's side of the family. I will call that person Member X, that makes a living from working in the food industry. Member X is very skilled at preparing food and has been for decades. Member X is obese and has heart issues that can be deadly. Member X knows that the very food that is so much the focus of life and livelihood is also what will be the cause of death. It seems like a paradox. And this brings me to the point of my observation. Food is hypnotic above all other temptations, more than sex, money, and power, because food is a unique power to delude or cloud consciousness and hide anger, judgment, if not all the unhealthy, inhuman qualities, and most dangerously, suppress self-awareness. That's available on FHU.com right now.
It must be Friday because Mike Jones is here with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
So we're playing some more of the Plandemic movie, and you can go there to the website, plandemicmovie.com. This is Plandemic 2. It's called Indoctrination. In this clip, you're going to hear a recap of a doctor that worked very closely with Dr. Fauci and is exposing the truth about what goes on with these viruses and the vaccines associated with them. Listen.
On May 4th, 2020, as part of a documentary series called Plandemic, I released an interview featuring science whistleblower, Dr. Judy Mikovits. The interview received fierce backlash for spreading what the media declared dangerous conspiracy theories. As a father and a veteran media producer, there is no way that I would release harmful information into the world during a moment as vulnerable as now. I had known Dr. Judy for 2 years before filming her interview. I read her book, then thoroughly researched and vetted her story. After interviewing her legal team, former colleagues, and people who have known her for decades, one thing I can say without question is, Judy Mikovits is one of the most honest, caring, and courageous women I've ever known. Why then would the most powerful forces of big tech, politics, media, and medicine go to such extreme measures to silence her voice all over the world? And why did all of the debunkers invest so much ink and airtime defaming Dr. Judy's character while avoiding very real revelations pertaining to patents, conflicts of interest, and the deadly corruption pervading our global health organizations? To get to the bottom of these questions, as well as many others, I've spent the last several weeks interviewing scholars from all over the world, among them top doctors, distinguished scientists, and Nobel laureates. I also sat down with Dr. Judy for a follow-up interview and to give her the opportunity to respond to critics. You can see that full interview on the Plandemic website. Here are a few highlights from my follow-up interview with Dr. Judy.
What do you have to say to the people who have tried to minimize your involvement with HIV by stating that you were at the bottom of the totem pole, 13th author of a 13-member group of scientists?
Well, the 13th author is the senior author, so that means they're the most important author.
Why did you agree to retract your own XMRV paper?
The paper was actually force retracted. I was actually being held in jail.
You told me that you had financial offers to remain silent.
If you simply say you made a mistake and promise never to say another word, you can keep everything. You'll get all of your grants. You'll get everything back, millions of dollars. You'll get publication and funding. My lawyer said, that's the best offer you're going to get. I said, you don't understand me. I don't need an offer. I've already lost everything. If I thought even one child or one grandma was injured or killed because I didn't do something, that would have ended my life as I know it. There was no money you could ever pay me to get me to cover this up. I will never stop telling the truth.
Well, she was vilified. She was put in jail. They blackmailed her. They did everything they could. They almost killed her husband. It's a tragic and shocking story of a person who tries to tell the truth and is shut down systematically by the powers that be. We should go to the next clip because it gets very interesting when he interviews these experts from around the world about what's really happening with the pandemic.
I'm the developer of linguistic genomics, which was the first platform on which you could determine the intent of communication rather than the literal artifact of communication. But we've also used that technology for a number of other applications in defense and intelligence and finance. And most notably, in the early 2000s, my company was responsible for bringing down what was at the time one of the largest tax frauds in U.S. history. We maintained a series of inquiries into every individual, every organization, and every company that is involved in anything that either blurs the line of biological and chemical weapons or crosses that line in any of 168 countries. In 1999, there were a million patents digitized by IBM, and those million patents were the first time human innovation had been put into an electronic digital searchable format. We took that information and we did a very simple exercise using our linguistic genomics technology, where I made the horrific assessment that approximately one-third of all patents filed in the United States were functional forgeries, meaning that while they had linguistic variations, they actually covered the same subject matter. In 1999, patents on coronavirus started showing up, and thus began the rabbit trail.
March 2003, panic grips Hong Kong as a deadly new virus sweeps through the city.
In 2003, the Center for Disease Control saw the possibility of a gold strike, and that was the coronavirus outbreak that happened in Asia. They saw that a virus they knew could be easily manipulated was something that was very valuable, and in 2003, they sought to patent it, and they made sure that they controlled the proprietary rights to the disease, to the virus, and to its detection, and all of the measurement of it. We know that Anthony Fauci, that Ralph Baric, that the Center for Disease Control and the laundry list of people who wanted to take credit for inventing coronavirus were at the hub of this story. From 2003 to 2018, they controlled 100% of the cash flow that built the empire around the industrial complex of coronavirus.
The World Health Organization has officially named the novel coronavirus
the coronavirus outbreak.
An international public health emergency.
Wow. So it's clear that what they did was they seized control of something they knew that they can manipulate very easily. And of course, you know, everybody in the world will need something to help them deal with a pandemic, right? So she named off the people that were involved, including Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci. But I'm going to say this to you. It's not shocking, but it is a revelation because the people that are giving us the cure are the people that gave us the sickness.
You know what? psychological, biological, diabolical.
Yeah.
This is what I see in this whole thing. A virus that can be manipulated.
How do you bring accountability to this?
How do you listen? Look, they've already passed rules and laws that don't even have accountability if they murder you with a virus vaccine.
Well, right, but that's just talking about the vaccine or whatever. But deep down, several levels below that, this is a conspiracy to kill and harm great quantities of mankind. There has to be some comeuppance for that.
Well, like we said, it's population control. And that's what we've been learning. This movie is called Plandemic 2. There's Plandemic 1 and Plandemic 2. But what you're hearing here is this is diabolical. This is evil. What is happening in our world today is, as we have heard, otherworldly.
It is, you know, who knows how much truth there is to this stuff, but if there isn't a whole lot of truth to it, why are they trying to block you from even sending it to a friend of yours?
I know, exactly.
You know?
No, that's how you know it is true.
Yes, exactly.
Well, the truth will set you free, but if you don't have any truth, you're a slave.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio. Be right back.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
Democrats have a responsibility to explain how they will pay for every proposal they make along those lines.
Well, let me tell you something. I hear that question, but where was that question when the Republicans and Donald Trump passed a tax bill that benefits the top 1%? America does not want to witness a food fight. They want to know how we're going to put food on their table. Yes. I will release children from cages. I will get rid of the private detention centers.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters.
We need to put her in a cage. That's what has to happen. I'm Alan Masters. My brother David, Mike Jones, is here. Mike, do you know what a transgendered, non-binary mermaid king queen is?
I wouldn't know where to begin on that. I understand the transgendered thing there. But you know what? I even get confused when they say it's a trans woman. I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. What does that really mean?
Exactly. It's confusion. Transgendered, non-binary, mermaid, king, queen, David.
Mm. Well, that's only part of it. Tucker Carlson is such a great journalist and he's such a great communicator. He breaks it down for us in this clip.
Now it's time for some granular policy discussions, the details of how to run the country. Now, we've showed you in previous nights this week some of the DNC's platform. They want to get rid of a lot of the country's prisons, for example. They'd like to do away with bail for accused criminals. But that's just a start, just a little taste, a little appetizer before the main course. So for more, we're going to go to someone now called Jay Mai. You should know that Jay Mai's preferred pronouns are they, them. According to their biography at Wake Forest University, Jay Mai is, quote, a black Vietnamese transgender, non-binary, gender transcendent mermaid queen king currently living out their ever-evolving truths in Winston-Salem, end quote. Got it? Okay, now listen to J-Mai.
Why can't folks imagine a world without the cops? Why can't folks imagine a world without prisons? Why can't people expand their imaginations to include community care, to include an abolitionist future? And I'm talking about, like, for real abolition, not just watered-down DNC version of abolition. We're talking about abolishing the police. We're talking about abolishing ICE. We're talking about abolishing prisons.
Yeah, we're talking about abolishing the police, abolishing ICE, abolishing all prisons.
But what is an abolitionist future? What is he, she, they, them talking about?
At the end of any kind of black abuse or slavery of any kind, even psychological slavery, but it's an old word that actually doesn't apply anymore. Abolition was what Lincoln was the party of abolition. He wanted to get rid of slavery.
It's funny when they were saying, can you imagine that? Yes, I can. That's hell.
You know? Yeah.
Well, they, them, mermaid, king, that's queen, Chaz. Binary, non-binary, transgender. What did they say? They, them. What was the name of that them there? Oh,
I'm lost.
Yeah, it's not he, she. It's they, them.
Oh my yes. God! I like sushi. Maybe that's something.
J-Mai, but you know we can laugh J-Mai. At it. But this is what the Democrats are putting up as a role model of some sort. Yeah. Trying to Speaking figure that out.
By the way, Mike Jones, shame on you.
Oh my gosh.
You posted something that was that creature that David and I played an interview that was the interview with the presidential candidate, Joe Biden, was interviewed by, what was that creature's name, David?
Cardi B.
Cardi B. And Mike Jones, I watched, I cannot erase, I cannot wash my mind.
I can't erase
that thing you posted to that creature from hell.
I'm so sorry.
Black Lagoon creature posted and kept saying, I'm telling you this because I love you. And I was like,
I can tell everybody where to find it.
No, God.
They want to pollute their minds as
well.
This
was one thing you should have put is, I would like to post this, but this is so sick.
I put a warning on there. I said, this is the worst profane thing you've ever seen. And having said that, blah, blah, blah.
And this is the kind of person that they allow to interview. And she showed up late for the interview. The potential president of the United States, and Phil McGee and our producer would not play any of her music. Phil, now I understand, because you have such distaste for this creature. So, what the hell is going on with our world?
Yeah, we're catering to
the woke world that these people come from. Is you can't be woke enough. That's the problem. Is that you've got to get into body modifications. You've got to get into what do they call it when you do something that is counter to your own well-being for the sake of everyone? So it's a crazy world. It's like Mad Max world gone completely mad.
Yeah, it's even worse than that because it's really happening. Mad Max was just a movie. But remember when Lady Gaga wore a meat dress?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
David, did you ever see her
meat dress?
It looked
pretty tasty to me. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, this is how bizarre it has become. And everyone praised her. Mm-hmm. Then I talked about it the other day on the radio, how there was another cover of another album or something she did a while back to promote something where she was sitting there with blood.
That was Madonna.
Oh, that was Madonna. You're right. But the same kind of a creature.
Yeah.
Blood on her mouth with three little boys drinking vials of blood. And she was.
You must get my servant. Right.
David, he can't. The producer has to continuously boot him down because the point is that these people, they are so. Oh, you know what I want to talk about? They are so far down the rabbit hole. But I was listening to NPR. I was listening to NPR. And so on the way to work, I just happened to, I don't know, flick around the channel. There's NPR. They're doing all kinds of stories on Black Lives Matter people, songs about Black Lives Matter, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter movement and how positive it is. NPR. And so they played this rapper's song. Oh. There was so much profanity in it. It was like, I thought the beeping was part of the beat. But it wasn't. It was beeping out all the F-bombs and all the nasty words. This is NPR. NPR has lost their mind.
Well now, they've always been down the dark side.
National.
Your dad used to talk about this many years ago. When you shock somebody, then it takes a bigger shock to move the needle. And they're constantly in need of moving the needle. And so it gets worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. So our dad wrote a book about 15 years ago called The Hypnotic States of Americans. And I'm telling you what, you guys need to go to FHU.com and check it out. There's all kinds of books in there. The Secret Power of Words, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well. These books are what we all need right now because of this psychological warfare that's going on top of the biological and chemical weapons that are being used on us, which are creating more fear, which feed back into the psychological part of the war that is going on. It's a psychological war, but at the end of the day, your soul is what is the prize. And I remember when we were kids and we used to play army and you'd buy these models and there was little swastikas on the side of the American airplanes or on the, there was American flags on the Japanese or the German airplanes for kills, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And that's kind of the way it is right now. Every person that dies from this COVID thing is a kill. Is a kill because of the biological weapons they're using on us Americans right now. Somebody has got, you know, they've got these, you know, faces, American flags or American faces, but they're taking away our faces. I've been talking about on the show this week, Mike, because they're making us wear a mask. So we're now no longer, we're faceless creatures. We don't even have a face. So it's like you can't even fall in love with a faceless creature. You know what I mean?
You know, on that note, I mean, we were talking about Steve Bannon being arrested. I've got to play something that will help you understand why, because they're going to come after us eventually, Alan, because we're also doing the same thing. We're telling the truth. We're exposing the lies. But Steve Bannon last week talked about how Democrats, well, he let him say what they really want. Listen.
Here's what they want. They want death and destruction. They want the death of the American economy and the destruction of the American way of life. And I think if that's highlighted by the end of the week, it'll smoke Joe Biden out of his basement. He's going to have to stop doing the Proof of Life podcast and get on the hustings and prove that he can take on Donald Trump, because I think the policies themselves will blow this election out.
One of those policies is higher taxes. The Wall Street Journal writes, under Biden's tax increases, a married couple filing jointly shows $78,000 of ordinary income. Their current marginal rate is 12%. When Trump's tax cut expired, their marginal rate under Biden would double to 25%. This is just a couple filing $78,000 in ordinary income. What are your thoughts on Biden's choice of Kamala Harris?
You know, he just says what's actually true. They want destruction. They want everything to go down into the black hole of wokeness, which is really weird. It's kind of a juxtaposition of reality. I mean, when you wake up, you're supposed to see the light. Well, in this world, in their upside down world, you only see the darkness.
So, David, I'm showing Mike Jones this meme. It's a hardwood floor with a little, kind of like a little
a hatch
or a stairway, you know, like you lift up and you go down into the basement and all you see is Biden's head and it says, yes, am I president yet?
Yeah.
It's like, to watch this go on is laughable, but you have to be careful not to laugh it off.
Oh, yeah.
They're making it entertaining. The whole thing is entertaining with the music and their giant Jerry Lewis, or I should say Joe Biden, Jerry Lewis telethon. And it's like when the Titanic was sinking and they kept, play the music, right? And yeah. That's what's going on. Play the music while the Titanic is sinking. It's their Titanic.
What
not
are
ours.
They going to do when they don't get a bump out of this and it becomes clear that they're going down in flames? What are they going
you
to
know
do?
What's gonna, well, we talked about it. A virus that can be manipulated. That's what's going to happen. You're going to see the bump that they're looking for, they're not going to get. So the bump is going to be phase two. Biological, chemical weapons, phase two. Yeah, Icaramba.
I got to kick my bunker digging into high gear.
What do you think I was doing on my tractor this morning? I'll tell you what, a gun shop calls me and says, you want to sell any ammo? And I'm like, this is like, you know, really? They're dialing for ammo.
Wow.
Because they are out of ammo and guns. They're looking. It's a commodity. It's a commodity. They'll buy it low and sell it high because right now people are afraid. And you should be afraid, America. You should be afraid. Look what is happening. Open your eyes. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Call toll free 800 866-8883. We'll be right back.
At FHU.com, you can change how you react to stress and improve your life with a 7-minute meditation. If you could learn the secret of how to control your responses, how to find that God-given switch in your mind, which would allow you to energize and motivate yourself, you would never again feel conflict, guilt, fear, or depression. If you're willing to be shown how you can become the person you were created to be, allow the foundation of human understanding to introduce you to a simple exercise that will prove to you, through your own experience, that control over yourself without unbearable suppression is not only possible, but vital to your health, to your future happiness, and to your very existence.
What do you see? Surely there's little twinkles of light, different shapes moving across the screen of your mind. Is that so? Something magical happens when you observe those little pixels crossing the screen of your mind. It has all different colors, little sparkles. This is programming from within. Just be aware of them, and you will find that you are in a refuge, meaning you can hear my voice, but you've left your thoughts behind. That's very important. This is what's happening.
Here's what people are saying about the 7-minute meditation. Physicians are taught to treat symptoms. These exercises have the capacity to resolve the root of the symptom. Dr. Rick Titus, MD, CCFP. Time and time again, I have observed time and time again the efficacy of the teachings and practices in people of varying emotional maladies. Dr. Ron Carlson, clinical psychologist. Go to FHU.com and listen to the 7-minute meditation. It will change your entire life and the way you look at the world you live in. Go to FHU.com and listen to the 7-minute meditation. That's FHU.com.
Listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
Well, for those of you who are Facebook lovers, you should know this. The Facebook's ex-CIA misinformation manager declares support for Black Lives Matter. What? Karen Graham, a misinformation process manager at Facebook, tasked with managing what the platforms deemed to be misinformation, is openly playing partisan politics by using her LinkedIn profile to demonstrate her support for the radical Black Lives Matter movement. So, those of you who are on Facebook, you need to dump it. You just need to dump it. Get out
of
it. By the
way,
I dumped my Twitter account the other day. I was so relieved. I felt like I lost 10,000 pounds.
Did you see Punxsutawney Barbara Warren or whatever her name is?
Oh, Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth
Pocahontas.
Punxsutawney, I call her. Like Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, that's funny.
Because she behind her there was BLM. She was in a little classroom.
Right, a little subliminal.
As if that was subliminal. It's like, really, why didn't she tattoo it on her forehead like Mike Tyson? Anyway, go ahead, David.
Well, we're going to play one more clip from Plandemic 2. It's called Indoctrination. And then we'll discuss it. Go ahead.
While we know that the coronavirus manipulation started with Dr. Ralph Baric in 1999.
The major characteristics of SARS, MERS, and SARS coronavirus 2, it's a good way for you.
Ralph Baric is the researcher at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, who's famous for his chimeric coronavirus research. In 2002, there was a recognition that the coronavirus was seen as an exploitable mechanism for both good and ill. On April the 25th, 2003, the U.S. Center for Disease Control filed a patent on the coronavirus transmitted to humans. Under 35 U.S. Code Section 101, nature is prohibited from being patented. Either SARS coronavirus was manufactured, therefore making a patent on it legal, or it was natural, therefore making a patent on it illegal. If it was manufactured, it was a violation of biological and chemical weapons, treaties, and laws. If it was natural, filing a patent on it was illegal, then either outcome, both are illegal. In the spring of 2007, the CDC filed a petition with the patent office to keep their application confidential and private. They actually filed patents on not only the virus, but they also filed patents on its detection and a kit to measure it. Because of that CDC patent, they had the ability to control who was authorized and who was not authorized to make independent inquiries into coronavirus. You cannot look at the virus. You cannot measure it. You cannot develop a test kit for it. And by ultimately receiving the patents that constrained anyone from using it, they had the means, they had the motive, and most of all, they had the monetary gain from turning coronavirus from a pathogen to profit.
Developing and owning a coronavirus vaccine has become a biotech arms race with political overtones.
This vaccine gold rush is starting to bother me. Gold rush? Let's keep that in mind.
And so somewhere between 2012 and 2013, something happened. The federal funding for research that was feeding into places like Harvard, Emory, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, that funding suddenly became impaired by something that happened at the NIH, where the NIH got this little tiny moment of clarity and said, I think something we're doing is wrong. And in 2013, the NIH said, gain-of-function research on coronavirus should be suspended.
Remember, Alan and Mike, that the United States is known to have given $2.4 million to the Wuhan laboratory from which this virus supposedly leaked out. I am suspecting more and more that this was not a leak, that it was an intentional release. But you go back to 2007, 2013, these people own and control this virus. They know exactly how it works. They know exactly what to do with it. You cannot. And the reason why we didn't have testing is because why? Because somebody owns the patents for the kits that are designed to test it.
What he said was so interesting. Nature is prohibited and it's illegal from being patented. Nature. So this is not a nature thing. It's not a natural thing.
No, it's manipulated.
It's man-made. And CDC, the CDC owns the patent.
And the National Institutes of Health.
But they also said that it shouldn't be able to be patented by anybody if it's been produced by man, because it puts it in the chemical or biological warfare realm.
Right, biotech warfare. Yeah. Wow, biological weapons, chemical weapons, biotech, a virus that can be manipulated. Psychological, political warfare. What the hell is it that we are living with right now?
I haven't heard the scenario, but what if we developed it to fight the Chinese? And once it was released there, because China was the first place to have the effects of COVID, once it was released there, they realized, and this is what they accused America of releasing it in China. So they decided, well, you know what? We're going to use this to our advantage. And they sent people here. 450,000 people were allowed to come into this country before they shut down the airlines.
All right. Well, good job on the clips today, David. Mike Jones, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, sir, as always.
What we're dealing with is definitely psychological warfare, biotech warfare. Biological and chemical weapons are being used on us, along with the psychological virus of the mind. How can you protect yourself from that? Well, the only way I know is the Antidote for All. You can check out antidoteforall.com. That's the best way to do it. Antidoteforall.com. Our show is supported by the Foundation of Human Understanding, and we'll be back next week. Same time, same channel, with more of this Perilous World Radio.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters.